welcome to episode 14 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michalaitis. Welcome back to the weekly podcast. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about how to tell the best business stories. You want to be engaging and keep your audience from rolling their eyes or checking their email while you're telling your story, so I'm here to help. You've seen by now that stories are an effective way to capture attention and package great ideas so they're memorable. But the problem is, how do you tell an engaging story that sticks? Let's start with the big picture. It's important to understand the proper business story structure that captures interest and balances detail with concise and direct language. I recommend the use of the classic story structure of the hero's journey. Start with an attention-grabbing opening and then introduce a conflict or spark that is the process or insight that inspires your character to overcome the conflict. Next, relate what positive event transpired or what transformation took place. Finally, end your story with the takeaway of what the audience needs to learn or your key message. This format makes your storytelling more organized and structured. It'll keep you on track. So, following our structure, let's talk about creating an attention-grabbing opening or hook. As I mentioned in podcast number 2, the start of your story is what captures the interest of the listener and hooks them into it emotionally before they have time to put up a wall. You don't have much time. Just a few seconds, so it has to be compelling. To give you some ideas, I'll list 5 types of openings here. First, you can open with a surprise. That's starting with something that's not ordinary in the listener's business or life situation. It'll make them stop and say, "What?" They'll want to know more. The second type is to create a mystery. In this opening, it's like a puzzle to the listener, and they want to solve it. Your third option is to introduce a main character that they can relate to and put your character in a challenging situation or predicament. Number 4 is the imagine if opening. It creates the vision of what's possible with your product or solution or idea. You can paint the picture of life at their company as a dream, and then transition to how you helped a client actually achieve their dream. And our number 5 is foreshadowing. In this case, you start with changes that are about to happen, and you move to a story of how it's become an issue. It's a psychological fact that we are naturally curious. So when you open with one of these attention grabbers, your audience is hooked emotionally, and they want to learn more. Now that you have them hooked, you want to keep their attention. So don't try to tell a story the way you would write a novel, a report, or an article. You'll quickly lose them if you do. You want to use a style that's the way you normally speak. Use short sentences with an average of about 15 to 17 words per sentence. You also want to use shorter words. I recommend 85% or more of the words having 2 syllables to ensure you have clear communication. Long words or unfamiliar words that sound intellectual can leave the audience focused on the meaning of the word and wanting to check their dictionary rather than focusing on the point of your story. So use an informal style, simple, quickly understood by the brain. Keep it real. Use concrete language, not vague abstractions. If your story's about feeding the homeless, tell it in those terms. Don't say it's about providing government standard nourishment to those falling below the government-identified poverty line. Just say you were feeding the homeless or you were serving lunch to families in the homeless shelter. Be real, open, and honest. And don't be afraid to show your emotions, such as your passion or your sadness about the topic. When you have a story about people, include their names. You can substitute the name to protect their identity if that's necessary. If you use the real names and the people are in your audience, you'll see them smile. But don't point them out as they may get embarrassed. Speaking of stories about people, it makes your story interesting if you use dialogue between the characters in your story. It enhances your story and, on an unconscious level, it communicates. Relax. This is a story. It's not a report, a lecture, or a sales pitch. Dialogue's the way we naturally tell a story. Listen to the conversations with your family around the dinner table as they relate the events of their day. They'll use dialogue in recounting what happens. The transition from character to character in their story generates curiosity into what will happen next. This technique keeps the brains of your audience at attention, so they're listening and they're interested. It also makes it easier for you to draft your story. Telling your story in an active voice will also ensure your audience remains engaged. In the active voice, you or the character in your story does the action, whereas in the passive voice, the character is the receiver of the action. Compare these two sentences. The ball that won the game was hit at the bottom of the ninth inning by Jack Winston. Now compare that to Jack Winston hit the winning run at the bottom of the ninth inning. The active voice was more interesting. The passive voice sounds like a newspaper article or a speech. Telling your story using the active voice is more direct and it actually takes fewer words to convey the same message. Since the best stories are told in less than 5 minutes, this is an important tactic. If you want to check your time on your story, you can draft it and divide the total number of words by 150 to see if it fits your desired time frame. Most people speak at the rate of about 150 to 180 words per minute. Now, if you want to be exact, check the number of words in your story in the Review tab of Microsoft Word. Then record it and divide the number of words by the number of minutes and round the resulting number. Remember, it's most effective if you have a conversation with your audience. So don't slow down like most people do when telling a story for business. Keep the normal rate of speech at about 150 words per minute and maintain a conversational tone and pace. Carmine Gallo suggests you watch Bryan Stevenson's TED Talk. He tells 3 stories and it sounds as if he's having a conversation with you, yet he's passionately speaking about injustice and poverty.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
I've discussed the number of words in a sentence and the number of syllables in your words. I also want to mention that it is the ideas in your story that are important, not the complexity or grade level of your words. Some people think that telling their story with words that are listed as a higher level when you check in Microsoft Word's Readability Index makes them think they sound intelligent. But when you use too many of these complex words, you confuse your audience. I did some research and I found that the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post all write to the 8th to 10th grade level. Remember, you want the audience to remember your story. You don't want them still thinking of the meaning of your last sentence as you make your main point. If you're wondering about my statistics in this podcast, the readability of the script is an 8.3. I have an average of 16.9 words to a sentence, and only 4% of my sentences are passive. If you're writing a story for a magazine or a book, then you should use lots of adjectives and adverbs to describe the elements of the story, such as the characters, their emotions, and the setting. But when telling a story, it's important to be concise, especially in terms of business stories. However, don't be so concise to the point that you don't create a vivid mental picture. Your story still needs information about the physical description and the quirks and personality so the listener has a mental picture of the characters. Focus on creating a total experience for your listener. Eliminate unnecessary words, but keep the right descriptive words. Did you know that brain scan research shows that when people hear descriptive words or metaphors, areas of the brain associated with the words are activated? In a description such as the area smelled like a citrus grove, actually caused the area associated with the sense of smell in the brain of the research subjects to become activated, just as if they were actually smelling citrus. So include good descriptive words, especially those associated with the five senses. It can make the difference between cheers and yawns. You can find great advice on being concise but compelling in two books, Presentation Zen by Gar Reynolds and Resonate by Nancy Duarte. She's the one who helped Steve Jobs create his spectacular engaging product announcements. You can also view Steve Jobs' announcement of the iPod on YouTube. It didn't have a long litany of descriptive words, but the description he provided were spot on. Good grammar and pronunciation are important, as well as the style. So I have several books on my shelf to help me write my blog posts, ebooks, and training modules. My old copy of Reader's Digest, Write Better, Speak Better is a bit tattered, but it's still a great resource. I also use Talk Like TED by Carmine Gallo and the trusty Strunk and White's Element of Style. My partner John Schweitzer has an all-time favorite called On Writing Well by William Zinsser. He's lived by that book for a long time and given copies as gifts to several people over the years. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. People who give TED Talks practice over and over with friends, coworkers, and mentors to get their talk just right. It takes work to tell your story authentically. You have to dig into your emotions about the story and choose the right words to communicate how you feel about your point. It takes practice to ensure your body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice all communicate the same message. Listeners spot incongruence immediately. You want to practice to the point you're automatic in your delivery. Did you know that Jerry Seinfeld often takes several years to perfect the words and delivery of his jokes? I bet you thought he was able to think of a joke and just tell it automatically. You don't want your mind distracted on anything else when you're telling your story. So it takes lots of practice to make it look effortless. However, the reward is worth the effort if the story makes the point and calls the listener to action. Let's take a quick review of what I've discussed today. First, follow the classic storytelling structure and begin by capturing the interest of the listener with one of the suggested emotional hooks. Second, use short words and sentences. Be concise. It's the idea, not the complexity, that counts. Third, eliminate unnecessary words, but keep the right descriptive words, especially those that connect with the senses and those that paint a vivid picture. Fourth, use good grammar and pronunciation. Fifth, and finally, practice, practice, and practice to be authentic. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Many thanks to my producer and audio engineer, my partner, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next week when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, comments, or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources available under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, the secret to sales success. The link is on our website, right next to the podcast and blog post. Watch for our free mini course on sales and storytelling for business. It's absolutely free and filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve your personal best. By the way, don't forget to download today's list of resources, a list of books and websites that can help you in creating your story. Thanks, and bye-bye till next time.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at SalesTrainingSolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.